USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's ongoing talk in Washington about how the Biden administration will work with Congress to regulate guns following a recent string of mass shootings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi putting forward a gun bill that will be voted on in the House next week. Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, with an update on the bipartisan negotiations.
I've never been part of negotiations as serious as these. There are more Republicans at the table talking about changing our gun laws and investing in mental health than at any time since Sandy Hook.
That audio courtesy of CNN's State of the Union. Rough seas are predicted along the East Coast because of Tropical Storm Alex. The storm that drenched Florida with heavy rain turned into a tropical storm Sunday, becoming the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Abbott Nutrition on Saturday restarted production at its baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan. Operations were halted 4 months ago over possible product contaminants leading to a nationwide shortage of baby formula. This as Operation Fly Formula continues with millions of cans of baby formula being flown in from around the world, including the United Kingdom and Australia.
We'll be supplying 2 million cans, that's 54 million bottle feeds, between June, well actually between next week and November to American parents. A crisis like this in the biggest consumer economy in the world should never happen.
Will McMahon, the co-founder of Kendall Mill Baby Supply Formula. Josh Duggar is appealing his conviction after being sentenced to 12 years in prison for possession of child pornography. His lawyers arguing the government didn't disclose evidence against him in a reasonable amount of time. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, Roar Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for Roar Raw. Check out this week's Roar Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Roar Raw.
Roar Raw.
One of the shooting victims who survived the Uvalde shooting last week is being released from the hospital. University Hospital in San Antonio announcing on Twitter that a 9-year-old shooting victim has been discharged. A 10-year-old boy remains in serious condition, and a 66-year-old woman believed to be the shooter's grandmother is in good condition. American Airlines is grounding 100 regional flights due to a pilot shortage. CEO Robert Isom telling the Bernstein Strategies Decisions Conference in New York there's a bit of a supply and demand imbalance. The North Texas-based airline is trying to make up by using larger jets. American is working to hire more pilots as it gets ready for a slew of retirements between 2023 and 2029. A flashcard depicting a pregnant man was used in a North Carolina preschool classroom to teach colors. Some parents are concerned that they were not told this was being used. North Carolina State Representative Erin Perret says she's glad the principal and school district acted immediately.
Loving families come in all different shapes and sizes, and thank goodness for that. I mean, kids need loving families right now more than anything else. But I think when you're looking at a card in front of a preschooler that has a mommy hugging a daddy with a baby in his belly, that's just not age-appropriate material to be showing preschoolers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.